politicians give themselves raises, pass frivolous legislation while California burns. Meanwhile, Tesla left for Texas, and 74 other companies moved their headquarters out of California the first half of this year. By Katie Grimes, October 14, 2021, published by California Globe. The spate of non-serious legislation passed by the California legislature and signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom would just be considered a silly extravagance if the state's problems were all solved. California still has a homeless epidemic, severe water shortage, empty reservoirs, imposed drastic water cuts to agriculture and ranchers, wildfires still burning, utilities cutting power, failing public education system, crime spikes throughout the state, the Huntington Beach oil spill, supply chain bottlenecks at the state's ports, millions of angry parents over COVID vaccine school mandates, indoor mask mandates, the highest taxes in the nation, and more than $1 trillion debt in unfunded public employee pension and retiree health care. Is that all? And Governor Gavin Newsom is bragging about California's COVID case rate success. Except, as Assemblyman Kevin Kiley points out, currently, Florida's case rate is lower than California's. Florida has fared better in every respect, including age-adjusted mortality. Their kids have been in school without masks, and businesses open without mandates. Nonetheless, Newsom continues to brag about imposing vaccine mandates on young children, while opposing them for his biggest special interest donors, Kiley says. The Globe has covered some of the absurd, frivolous bills, including but not limited to the new ban on leaf blowers, lawnmowers, and gas generators, gender-neutral retail requirements, adding parents and step-parents to your employee's health insurance plan, prohibiting removing a condom during sex without consent, a new K-12 ethnic studies requirement, a ban on plastic straws, and now adding forks, chopsticks, ketchup, and other foodware accessories to the ban, and California now requires free menstruation products at public schools. It's increasingly difficult to take the California legislature seriously. Assemblyman Kiley continues on his blog, "The solution to this madness is my resolution, ACR 46, to end the state of emergency and terminate Newsom's emergency powers. The problem is legislators are too useless to pass it. Yet that hasn't stopped them from getting paid more. Their per diem allowance was just raised to $214 per day and over $40,000 annually. I'm again declining it entirely and also refusing the salary increase." Meanwhile, Tesla has left for Texas. 74 other companies moved their headquarters out of California the first half of this year, and 182,000 people packed up U-Hauls last year. Newsom and the legislature's response: new laws to ban gas-powered leaf blowers and require gender-neutral toy aisles. Your government is beyond broken. Kiley has a way of boiling the issues down to a basic reduction sauce.
Audio Hoppa.